a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Introducing Interstate's new battery, the AGM. The AGM has three times the life of conventional batteries. No battery lasts longer. Interstate batteries, outrageously dependable.
It's the Bigger Better event at Radio Shack, with up to 60% off electronics like RC toys and no contract phones. While supplies last, products may vary by store.
Step to B Square.
This is the Friday edition of the Lars Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion of the show brought to you by Oric, with seven locally owned and operated Oric home centers in the St. Louis area. You can stop in and see their products, try them out in person, or go to their website and see them there. O-R-E-C-K, that's Oric.com. I am Paul Harris. Dan Strauss and Eon the Peon are here in the studio with me and on the phone to talk movies and showbiz. Mr. Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes.
Hello, Joe. How are you? Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year to you, too, Paul. I'm doing very, very well. Happy New Year to everybody. I'm very, very excited that even in this new year now, I can still be referred to as Mr. Joe Hipperson.
That's well, awesome. Yeah, I'll keep that up as long as I remember. before you get to this week's movies, I just want to tell you a quick little story. On New Year's night, my daughter was kind of sick of hanging around the house with us all day long. And about 8 o'clock, she says, okay, Dad, I'm going to a movie with a friend. And I said, oh, really? What are you going to see? She said, Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
And I said, really? I really don't think you're going to like that. And my daughter's 19 and a half years old. And she has seen a lot of movies in her life. And she said, well, my friend said we should go see this. And I said, I really don't think you're going to like it. I mean, it's 3 hours long, and it's full of so much debauchery and nudity and drugs and all that. No, I have no problem with her seeing a movie that has those things in it. She's 19 and a half years old. Okay, fine. Do whatever you want. And if she wanted to go see it, completely up to her. There's nothing I could do to stop her anyway.
Right.
But I told her, you know what? Go over to the Plaza Frontenac and go see Nebraska or Philomena. Granted, those are more geared towards people who are two to three times her age as a target audience. But still, I did not think that she was going to enjoy this. She said, well, my friend wants me. I'm meeting her at the mall, and we're going to go see this. And I said, well, okay, I'm just telling you right now, you should lower your expectations, because I really don't think you're going to like it. So the movie was going to start at, I don't know, 8:20 or 8:30 that night. Quarter after 10, I hear her coming in the door. Like, wow, she must have hated this movie. Holy cow. I can't remember her walking out of a movie and that's, I'm out of here, and going home and just calling off the whole evening. I said, how was the movie? We went to IHOP.
Oh, man. I didn't go?
My daughter listened to me. The moral story is Dad got the message through.
Wow.
Nice recommendations. Why don't you just tell her to take a sleeping pill and go to bed? You wanted to recommend Nebraska on New Year's Eve?
No, New Year's night. New Year's Eve, she was out partying with her friends.
Okay.
This was
right.
New Year's night, and she was just sick of being home with me and the wife all day long. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with Nebraska.
I didn't say there's anything wrong with it, but she's 19 and a half years old, you're telling her to go see Philomena? I mean, come on, man.
Well, those are both good movies, and I think that she would enjoy them. But plus, she's...
Yeah, she would enjoy them if she was at home folding laundry and hanging out with you on a Sunday afternoon.
The problem is that she's seen all the other stuff that's playing at the mall that she's interested in, you know? She can't go see Frozen and Hunger Games every time.
No, that's you know what? Over my little holiday break, my sons and I, they really wanted to go see a movie, so I am proud to admit that now I've seen Grudge Match multiple times, and the 8 and 13-year-old both thought it was extremely epic.
Well, of course, they grew up in a house of Sylvester Stallone posters.
Well, okay, now maybe there was a little bit of subtle influence, maybe just a little bit, and one of the parts I thought was great was my 8-year-old, towards the very end, he just said really, really loud, and it's one of those moments where the whole theater can kind of hear anyone talking, so it got a good laugh, but he didn't get embarrassed by it or anything, but he just goes, Dad, when are they going to play the Rocky music? Like, you're just going to have to hum that in your head, son.
Yeah, like Daddy does all the time, even when he's not watching this movie.
Oh, yeah, man. Anytime I go to take the dog for the walk, if the dog wants to have a little bit of a trot, we're kind of jogging, I'm definitely humming some Rocky music, man.
Yeah, and if you go up a hill or some stairs, you're stopping and doing the Rocky hands in the air thing, aren't you?
If I make it all the way up the steps without tripping, yes, my hands are in the air when I get up there. Hey, I'll tell you what. You know what? This is the year of 2014. This is going to be the year of Joe, and I'm going to try my very best somehow, even if it's just a road trip there and back. I think my kids and I should go to Philadelphia, and I'm thinking about filming us doing the run up the steps. I think that's what we should do in 2014.
I took my daughter to Philadelphia a couple of years ago when she was looking for colleges, and we looked at a couple of small colleges in the suburbs of Philadelphia, and I did take her to the art museum, and we went to the top of the steps, and the statue is not there anymore, but there's a little plaque that's inlaid into the top of the steps there for Rocky. And while we were there, there was a lacrosse team from Wisconsin. Surprisingly, not from La Crosse, Wisconsin, but they were from some high school in Wisconsin who were in town for some high school lacrosse tournament, I guess, matches. And they drove their bus over to the art museum, and the entire team got off the bus and in unison ran up to the top of the stairs and did the jumping thing. So the statue's not there anymore, but lots of people do that there every day.
Well, that's epic, man. See, that's this year I will try and find a way to pull that off, and hopefully I will create a YouTube sensation video that is, I bet you a bunch of people have done that, done the run and then added the music and everything. So it's really nothing new, but it's something I want to experience. I think that'd be great. And, since my kids have been manipulated in the House of Stallone, it's just, the next step in our evolution.
I understand. All right, what do you have to review for us today?
There is a new movie opening today, and there was really very little excitement for me to tackle this. Not because it's the umpteenth entry in the series, but maybe because I just kind of think that the whole concept is so overdone. But Paranormal Activity, The Marked Ones. Now, have you ever heard of a movie being a side sequel before?
What does that mean?
A side sequel means that, in essence, it's a sequel, but you don't have to have seen any of the other films to know what's going on in this one, because it's the same kind of cliche, but it doesn't follow the same people. It's kind of like Prometheus is kind of a prequel to Alien, but in some ways it's nothing like a prequel to Alien. This is a sequel only in the fact that at the marquee it says Paranormal Activity, The Marked Ones. And it exists in the same world, but I don't think that there's anything racist about this, but they should have just called it Paranormal Activity, The Hispanic Ones, because it's basically just a Hispanic Paranormal Activity. That's all it is.
How many of these movies have there been now?
This, I believe, is the fifth one, because, there was the first two, which kind of complement each other. The third one went back to the 80s, and then the fourth one was more set in modern day, and there were a lot of, iPads and tablets. So, this would be the fifth film officially in the whole canon, even though right now they are in production of Paranormal Activity 5, which will be the sixth one. This is turning into those Fast and Furious movies, man.
Yeah.
But I am surprised to report that if you've never seen a Paranormal Activity movie, and maybe you're on the fence thinking, well, should I give this kind of thing a shot? This movie is very entertaining. I don't want to say it's really scary. It is. It does have scary moments. But what really works about this is all the cliches that they've beaten to death in the first four, and they've beaten to death. They've done so many of these found footage movies that you just know what's coming. You know that someone's holding the camera, and they're talking, saying, oh, what was that noise? I don't know. Here, I'm going to pan the camera over here. I'm looking at you. Oh, wait, let me pan the camera back real quick. And then when I pan it back to you, there will be a thing behind you, a monster, and everyone will scream.
Yeah.
All that has been done so many times. This one's interesting because it involves a possession. All of them do, actually. They all involve a possession. But in this one, it's a guy who gets possessed, and instead of it being thump, oh, what was that noise? Oh, let's go find out. Oh, let's turn the night vision on. Instead of that, while this guy is realizing that there's otherworldly spirits around him, he embraces it. He actually toys with it, almost as if he's developed superpowers, and he wants to play out and just see how protected he is. Is this a guardian angel that is guiding him, or is it something evil? Or does he not care because whatever it is, it gives him heightened strength, abilities he never had before? Now, granted, it's a scary movie. It is being released first week of January, which is the kiss of death in Hollywood releases. It's not going to change the world. It's not going to be anything that people talk about during award season. But really, for the month of January, it's probably going to be the big contender. It'll definitely take a dent in the box office that I doubt it'll overthrow, you know, any kind of Hobbit money, but it'll definitely make a dent. What does work in this film is that the first half hour or so, even though it's setting up a scary scenario, there's a lot of humor in it. And not the kind of humor where you're watching a scary movie and something happens where you're like, oh my God, oh, nervous laughter. Oh, okay, I'm still alive. This isn't that bad. Not that kind of laughter, but real, honest to God laughs. I mean, they do a good job at making fun of the concept, but not to the point where they dig it into the ground where it's more parody. It works. It's a really quick in-and-out, hour-and-a-half kind of experience. Yes, it gets scary. It's not the greatest found footage movie ever, but I think, really, if you look at the first Paranormal Activity, nothing happens. It is one of the most boring experiences of your entire life. You wait for about a good hour and a half just to get maybe 60 seconds of a big scare. In the second film, they take that big scare and they pace it throughout the film, giving it to you about every 15 minutes. Third film, rehashed, recycled. Fourth film, yeah, it did a better job, I think, of, you know, upping the ante of scary stuff, because whenever they involve little kids, it's either just really wrong or it can be executed brilliantly. This time around, you got actors that you've never seen before, which is very important in a found footage movie. If you can recognize the person that's in the movie, the whole idea of it maybe being real just kind of gets thrown out the window. Like when the Blair Witch Project came out, and everybody was talking about how, oh wait, it's real. They found real footage. Wait a minute, the girl in Blair Witch is the girl in all those damn Steak and Shake commercials every 5 minutes. It just kind of pulled you out of the movie a little bit.
Yeah.
So it works. It doesn't mean it's the greatest scary movie of all time. But on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm happy to give it a 5.5. And usually I think a movie down the middle like that, it's not really a good review for me to give a 5.5 to something. But as far as what's out right now, as far as scary concept movies, I liked it. It actually breathed a bit of fresh air into a concept that just needs to be done and over with. Because, in my opinion, the greatest found footage movie, I don't know if you guys have seen it, there's a movie called Chronicle that I thought was amazing. And that's one of those found footage movies that takes the superhero genre and turns it over to where, what if kids got real super abilities, and they documented it. Obviously, one is going to be the hero, one's going to be the villain. And I thought that movie was amazing at how it pulled off the found footage idea. And in this one, they flirt with that idea a little bit of, what if you are possessed? What if there's something not of this world that is giving you extra power? What would you really do with it? Would you find every bully that ever messed with you and really just make him, you know, feel the business? And I think it does a great job. 5.5. I'm only recommending it because it is the only new movie opening nationwide. And if you've seen the other movies, I would be very surprised if you can call the ending in this one. All the other films, I could call the ending within about 20 minutes in. This one does a great job of the ending coming out of left field.
What's it called again? Paranormal Activity. What's the subtitle?
The Marked Ones.
Okay.
It's not racist to say it's the Hispanic Paranormal Activity, is it? I mean,
no.
It's all Hispanic.
No, not at all. Not at all.
All right, good.
I did want to mention to you a couple of other things. One is this movie that I asked you about last week with Keanu Reeves called 47 Ronin.
Yeah.
I read a story yesterday that says that this movie could cost Universal Pictures $175 million loss.
Oh.
That the movie, which has been doing absolutely horribly at the box office, has only taken in about $20 million worldwide. Now, what amazes me is that a movie that we haven't even heard of, that hasn't gotten any promotion at all, would have cost close to $200 million to begin with. Usually when a movie costs that much, there's a ton of promotions for it. You see ads for it. You see trailers for it everywhere. TV commercials for it. I haven't seen anything for 47 Ronin. And for them to release it on Thanksgiving Day, I mean, not Thanksgiving Day, Christmas Day, put it out there with about a half a dozen other movies that were coming out last week, is surprising. I'm surprised they didn't dump it onto a weekend like this one in January where, yeah, maybe it's not going to be a great movie and it's not going to be a success, but at least it would have had a chance up against some of these others.
Well, haven't movie studios realized that unless the movie has something to do with The Matrix, when the heck has Keanu Reeves ever opened anything?
Well, he didn't open Speed, but that's the one that made him a star.
Well, okay. I think Speed was more concept than it was Keanu.
Yeah, absolutely.
You
know what I mean?
The Replacements.
Are you serious, Dan?
I don't think so. He was the star of that.
That's true.
Yeah, he was the star in it. I mean, that was, you know what? You know what that movie was? If somebody would have gotten an 8mm camera and filmed Gene Hackman cashing a paycheck, that was The Replacement. That's all that movie was. It was pathetic. It was sad. I mean, you even had John Favreau was in that movie, and it was just, that was abysmal. But really, if you look at Keanu Reeves and you look at what the guy has turned out, if it doesn't have The Matrix attached to it, and it wasn't Speed, it's really been a flop. It's been nothing. Nope. And you can say Point Break all you want. Point Break was a Patrick Swayze movie. I mean, you know, 8 days a week, that was Swayze. But for me, Keanu Reeves, he just can't carry a good movie. He's had a couple of films released, you know, in the last 2 years, and they've gone nowhere.
I mean,
didn't he have that weird Generation movie that came out for like a day?
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. And the fact that a movie studio would put $175 to $200 million into a movie starring him and then dump it tells you everything you need to know.
You know, I spent an afternoon with Keanu Reeves back in 1999.
Oh?
And I am not kidding. One of the most boring and just... Yes, he's a very boring individual, but man, you talk about an inflated ego and just no sense of humor whatsoever. I'm a fan of what he did in The Matrix. I'm always going to have love for the first Bill and Ted movie. But outside of that, that guy just is extremely overrated, in my humble opinion.
All right, I have a couple of DVD recommendations because whenever my daughter's home, you know, we try to sit down a couple of times a week and watch old movies, which, of course, doesn't mean 40s, 50s, and 60s movies, but mostly 80s and 90s movies. And so this week, I think I may have talked about this movie on the show before, but I showed her the movie Out of Sight with George Clooney and Jennifer Lopez in the only thing she's ever done that I've ever liked. And by the way, the only movie that she's ever been in that anybody else really liked. I mean, I don't think I remember hearing a lot of praise for Made in Manhattan or some of the other stuff she did. But this was the first thing that she did, and she was sexy, and she did a terrific job as this U.S. Marshal, Karen Sisko, who is trying to track down this bank robber, played by George Clooney, and his sidekick, who is played by Ving Rhames. And there's a third guy involved who is played by Steve Zahn, who is very funny. Albert Brooks is in the movie.
Dennis Farina.
Dennis Farina's in the movie. Michael Keaton has a small role in the movie. And Don Cheadle is a really menacing guy who he met Clooney and the other guys in prison. And essentially, it's Clooney as a bank robber who gets caught, who gets sent to prison, who then breaks out of jail. I'm not spoiling anything because this is the first 20 minutes of the movie. And then the adventure is she is looking to track him down. But there's also an attraction between the two of them, and I 100% believe the attraction. There really is some chemistry between these two. Clooney is, I think, is one of his best roles. And as I said, J-Lo, I can't stand her on anything else, including American Idol, but she was hot and really, really good in that movie. It's called Out of Sight. I strongly recommend that one.
Is it a comedy?
I would say it's a... kind of a drama slash romantic comedy.
Yeah.
I would pull the movie. I wouldn't say drama as much as I would say it's more a thinking man's action film that happens to be funny, but not due to comedy.
It was directed by Steven Soderbergh before he did Ocean's 11 and that other stuff. Okay. And it's stylistically, when you see it, you'll go, oh, that's a Soderbergh movie. It is really, really wonderful from beginning to end. The soundtrack is great, the characters are great, and it's really a lot of fun to kind of go along on the ride with these people.
Out of sight.
And Don Cheadle, man. Don Cheadle in the character of Snoop is one of my favorite Don Cheadle performances. The whole movie really has this style and sense to it to where even if you've never been to a city, like when they go, I believe it's Detroit, right? When they go to Detroit in that movie?
Right.
Even if you've never been to Detroit, within a second, you're like, wow, yeah, this is Detroit. That's what it must really be like that. It's yeah. just, it's so beautifully done.
Yeah, it's called Out of Sight. So that's my first recommendation. And the other one is a movie from another movie from the 80s called Witness, with Harrison Ford as a Philadelphia cop and Kelly McGillis as an Amish woman. She lives in Amish country just outside of Philadelphia in Lancaster County, which is about 60 to 90 minutes outside of Philadelphia. Very,
was,
very large Amish population.
This was
there.
Just on like Showtime or something not too long
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, I recorded it on, okay. on Showtime, and that's when we watched it. The movie is about Kelly McGillis' husband dies on this Amish farm where she lives in the midst of this Amish community. And so she is going to take her young son, played by a very young Lucas Haas, to visit her sister who lives in Baltimore. To get there, they have to go to the train station in Philadelphia. In that train station, while they're waiting because their next train is delayed, the one to Baltimore, the little boy witnesses a murder. And because he's a witness to a murder, people want to come after him. And because Harrison Ford is trying to hide the kid, and I'm not going to spoil too much about this plot, but because Harrison Ford is trying to hide the kid and keep the bad guys away from him, Harrison Ford has to take Kelly McGillis and the kid back to their farm in Amish country and has to hide out with them. And he has to spend some time on that farm where he kind of is nursed back to health because he ends up getting shot, and she helps nurse him back to health, and he kind of becomes part of this Amish community. And the relationship between the two of them, very much like Clooney and J-Lo in the other movie I recommended, you can definitely believe there's an attraction between Harrison Ford and Kelly McGillis. She was about 27 at the time. I think this was pre-Top Gun. Am I right there, Joe?
Boy, if it's not pre-Top Gun, it's within a stone's throw of Top Gun.
It was at about a time when she did three big movies, Top Gun, Witness, and The Accused with Jodie Foster, which is also a good
right.
movie. But Danny Glover is in this movie. But mostly it's about what this world. And one of the things that I like about going to the movies is sometimes to be exposed to a world that we know nothing about. And I'm not talking about in a Star Wars sense where it's a world far, far away. I'm talking about, who really knows what it's like inside Amish country on an Amish farm? And I think Witness gave us a great introduction to what that is, this unique society based on people who, in their religious beliefs, don't believe in electricity. They don't put buttons on their clothing because they're too vain. Everything is very plain, and I mean, as plain as you could possibly be. And he gives, I think, one of the best performances he gave outside of the big blockbuster franchises. And Kelly McGillis was phenomenal. And for those of you who haven't seen it, it's called Witness. I strongly recommend that one, too. It definitely stands up through the years, by the way.
Well, I'll back up your recommendation, but I'll say that as far as the mutual attraction thing with Clooney and Lopez, and then with McGillis and Ford, they both have similar awkward undressing scenes when it comes time for some certain action. I'm a bigger fan of the Out of Sight one. There was just a real big awkwardness to the Kelly McGillis topless scene. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because they're from different cultures.
Right, right. And, you know, it just, I just remember being a kid thinking, oh, this is going to be so hot. I'm confused.
Let's leave it at that. I don't want to give away too much, but those are my two DVD recommendations, Out of Sight and Witness, and Joe gives 5.5 to the new Paranormal Activity movie. Let's quickly get to what's happening in the clubs this weekend.
Here's a couple options. Tonight, the Von Drucks are at the Firebird, Sock the Junkie at Foo Bar, 3.5 Dudes over the Demo, Jake's Leg at Cicero's, Diesel Island at Off-Broadway, Robbie and the Rockin' Fools are at Lemon's, Fetch the Bone on stage at Turner's. On Saturday, Filter the Fallen is over at Pops. Captain Courageous at the Firebird. Stink Bomb is at Lemon's. Witch Doctor at the Demo. Eddie's Monsters at Foo Bar. Yankee Rain at Plush. And last but not least,
I like Stink Bomb.
That's a good name for a band, Stink Bomb.
All right, I got 5 concerts for you guys, and 4 are absolutely real. 1 is absolutely fake and made up by me. Are we ready?
Yes.
Ready.
Fiscal Spliff, Saturday at Lemon's. Worst Case Ontario, Friday at Foo Bar. Caramel Carmella and the Rag Stripes, Saturday at Just Bill's Place. Spontaneous Serendipity, Friday at Cicero's. Clamp the Nips, Saturday at Firebird.
Oh, my goodness.
Would you spell that last word, please?
N-I-P-S.
All right, that's my choice.
I'm going spontaneous serendipity.
I'll go with fiscal spliff.
Well, it's great to say that finally Paul has come out of retirement and won again.
Thank you very much.
Clamp the nips. Absolutely fake and from the deviant mind of myself. I will talk to you guys next week. Joe Hipperson, Big 550, KTRS, Hip on Entertainment.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, guys.
Nice for me to finally get one after 6 weeks. That's a long drought. Joe Hipperson brought to you by the 7 locally owned and operated Orrick Home Centers in the St. Louis area and online at orek.com. Now, normally we would do knuckleheads in the news after the Harris Challenge in the 5 o'clock hour, but we're off at 5 o'clock today because we have pregame coverage for the Cotton Bowl with Mizzou and Oklahoma State. So since I won't be here in the 5 o'clock hour, I'm going to do knuckleheads when we come back after this.
And we're going to get a look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, they've cleared the accident on northbound 270 after Graboid. That backup from Tesson Ferry has thinned out. You are still pretty heavy, though, between 44 and Graboid on southbound 270. They've also cleared the accident on southbound 170 near Olive. You are still slow, though, between Natural Bridge and Page. Then it starts thinning out as you make your way towards Highway 40. Got a disabled vehicle blocking the right lane on the Poplar Street Bridge on westbound 5570. And on westbound 40, you're slow between Kings Highway and McCausland. Looks like we're a little bit slow from the Spirit Overpass to the Boone Bridge. Also a stall on eastbound 270 at West Florissant. This traffic report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It is so fast, accurate, and easy to use. It's a must-have for any household, especially with children. Get yours at Babies R Us and Toys R Us and other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Desk, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
After the worst of the storm is over, join me, Colin Jeffrey, and the rest of the KTRS news team on Sunday morning at 7. We'll have the latest updates on weather and road conditions through the metro area, as well as a look ahead for what you can expect on the Monday morning commute. So join us Sunday morning at 7 right here on the Big 550 as we wrap up the first storm of 2014.
If you are thinking of new hardwood floors this year, don't miss out on this one, Midwest Floors Hardwood Clearance Sale. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, President and CEO of Midwest Floor. For a limited time, Midwest Floor will be reducing its inventory on a great selection of birch hardwood flooring. You can have beautiful 5-inch wide hand-scraped birch hardwood for an incredible $379 a square foot. That's right, you can have one of the most beautiful hardwood floors made. 5-inch wide hand-scraped birch for only $379 a square foot. And with your choice of 8 gorgeous pre-finished colors, you can't go wrong. So start your year off right with the new hardwood floor. Hurry into one of our 2 stores and take advantage of these great in-stock savings during our hardwood clearance sale. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
The best way to solve any problem is usually the simplest and most straightforward. After all, the shortest distance between 2 points is a straight line. That's why when your foundation starts cracking or sinking, you need PermaJack, the patented foundation stabilizing system. Steel piers are hydraulically driven to give your home a foundation it can stand on, a foundation that is solid as rock. PermaJack is the simple system. A small crew can install it in only a few days without major excavation or heavy equipment. PermaJack is the straightforward system. A small hole is dug next to your foundation wall. The PermaJack bracket is attached to the footing. A hydraulic pump forces a sturdy steel pier down into the earth as far as necessary, and the hole is refilled. PermaJack is the best system. Each pier is load-tested under pressure to be certain your foundation is securely supported. There's no competition. Other systems just can't match the simplicity, reliability, and economy of PermaJack. The original. PermaJack. Solid as rock.
Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553.
Hi, this is John Chay, Mr. Fix-It, with some good news for our listeners. How many of you listening have an old TV or bulky entertainment center taking up valuable space in your home? Well, then you need to call Pitch It at 314-932-1100 and take advantage of their excellent service, as many of our listeners have. Pidgett provides a residential commercial junk removal service with very affordable rates. Their friendly staff at Pidgett will arrive at your location, remove your unwanted items, and you don't even have to lift a finger. They'll remove the item from your basement, your attic, anywhere they're located, and then clean up after themselves. Pidgett will provide free estimates. They'll visit your location on your schedule, not theirs, and provide you with a quote on the spot. Pidgett is an eco-friendly, recycling most items within reason, and of course they are fully insured. So give them a call at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100. Or visit their website at pitchitandforgetit.com. That's pitchitandforgetit.com. Senior discounts apply.
When you need the same helpful advice you get from your neighbor, you need to visit your locally owned Ace Hardware store. Whether you need help with your paint project, everyday home repairs, advice on the best bird feed, or keeping your house warm this winter, now is the time to go to Ace. They have rock star parking, so you can get in and out without any hassle. They also carry those primo brands that you're looking for, from DeWalt to Craftsman to Clark & Kensington to Weber. So, remember, visit the helpful folks at your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware store, where it is just like going to your neighbors.
Hi, Ron Foppy here from Foppy Ace Hardware in Breeze, Illinois. Please visit our store and let us help you with your project or see what's exciting and new by visiting our Facebook page, Foppy Ace Hardware.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
For a fast, accurate temperature reading, nothing beats the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Here's what a real Exergen customer had to say.
This works great. My doctor's office uses the same brand and recommended this one to me. I love that I can check my baby's temperature when sleeping because he stays asleep.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is backed by over 50 published medical studies, more than any other thermometer, and is used and recommended by more medical professionals everywhere, giving you the peace of mind that you're getting the best. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
Zoo fans, this is Woody. Try the real roast beef sandwich from Lion's Choice. Quality taste and nutrition is what we're all about. Stop by today and try our new Italian beef. Lion's Choice, St. Louis, Missouri, since 1967. Get real.
This week on Real Estate Radio.
Has the big bad bank told you no? Find out how you could turn that no into a yes.
Sunday mornings from 9 to 10 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
There's the music that means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin today in Louisville, Kentucky, where the regular crowd gathered for a night of bingo at the new Silver Heights Bingo Hall, all waiting to find the right combination of numbers on their card and then yell the magic word to win before anybody else. That's why most of them weren't happy when Dehara Waters ran down the aisle yelling bingo. They also weren't happy that he was doing it without any pants. In the end, it turned out he did not have a bingo card, but he did end up in a police car, charged with disorderly conduct and being drunk in public, and then things calmed down and the game resumed. Story number two from Kuwait. A woman has had an extreme reaction after discovering that her husband doesn't eat peas with a fork. The woman is said to have been disgusted at the shocking sight of her new husband using bread instead of cutlery to eat peas. What, is he insane? The incident was apparently so traumatizing, she filed for divorce just days after they'd gotten married. The Kuwaiti newspaper that reported the story says another woman recently tried to divorce her husband after he insisted on squeezing the toothpaste tube in the middle and not at the end. She's quoted as saying, "We're always arguing. I keep telling him, squeeze it at the end, but he stubbornly refuses. He squeezes it in the middle. He is so obstinate, I can't take this anymore."
Wow.
You know, maybe that whole living together first thing would be a better idea in Kuwait. In California, Republican Congressman Ed Royce recently filed for re-election in the 40th District. Why is that in knuckleheads in the news? Well, mostly because he's a congressman in the 39th district. They have gerrymandered, redrawn the district borders so much to make sure that he could get reelected by making sure that only conservative areas will be included in that district that he filed in the wrong place. But the mistake has been corrected, and he'll be on the ballot this year. In Tampa Bay, Florida, 24-year-old Jonathan Stevens flagged down a driver using the flashing red and blue lights on his SUV and his gun and a badge around his neck. The problem is, Stevens is not a law enforcement officer, but the driver he pulled over is. When Stevens said that he worked for the Department of Homeland Security, the real cop ran a check on his Chevy Tahoe and discovered it was registered to an individual, not a government agency. And as she called for backup, Stevens admitted to her that he was not a government agent and he did not have a permit for his concealed weapon either. He's been charged with impersonating a police officer. And to make matters worse, it's not the first time he's been charged with this crime. Back in September, the Bradenton Herald said he was picked up stopping other people at traffic stops in Ellenton, Florida, as well. And we finish today in Indian Trail, North Carolina, where Councilman David Waddell has more than a year to go on his term of office. But he decided to resign this month because of his frustration over what he saw as runaway development in the town. So he sent a resignation letter to Mayor Michael Alvarez, but it was not written in English. No, it was not in Spanish. It was not in French. It was not in German. It was not in Arabic. It was in Klingon. He says it was part of an inside joke with Alvarez, but the mayor isn't laughing. He says it's childish and unprofessional and an embarrassment for North Carolina. Waddell says, you know, folks don't know what to think of me half the time. I thought I might as well have one last laugh. Yeah, I think you're the only one laughing. The town's going to have a special election to replace him in January. And to wrap things up today, Jerry Seinfeld has been doing this web series for about a year and a half now called Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, where he has a fancy automobile, usually a classic one, very unusual most of the time. And he goes and he picks up a comedian friend of his, and they go have coffee together, and they tell stories, and he asks questions, and it's usually very, very entertaining. Well, the new one is just out, and it has Jerry Seinfeld with Louis C.K., who is one of my absolute favorite comedians. Louis C.K., about a year and a half ago, bought himself a new boat, and he likes to take it out on the Hudson River. And in this episode of Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, he takes Jerry out on the boat. And during that trip on the boat, he tells a story that I had to share with you today.
First time my kids were on my boat, and I see this little cove, and I say, let's go in the cove and I'll make some macaroni and cheese, and I'm so happy to show my kids the boat.
Right.
I'm also nervous they're not gonna like it. We run right into a mud, we just go right in the mud. It was low tide. I didn't read the chart correctly. I'm in mud. There's a park 30 feet away, people barbecuing, and there's a park ranger, and he goes, he yells out, you're stuck there, it's low tide, you're stuck there till like midnight. My kids are really crying now. I'm like, shut up, to the guy. And I get on the radio and I go, Coast Guard, like I thought the Coast Guard would come and dig me out.
Yeah.
Because they didn't even answer. Now the water has receded so much that there's mud all around me. The police boat is in the water. And the guy yells across, are your kids okay? And I go, they're all right. He asked me if I could get out and walk on the mud. I took a pole and it feels like it's quicksand.
Yeah.
I would have died in the mud. People are starting to form at the park. They're starting to figure out who I am. And the cops say, are your kids hungry? And I go, yeah, we don't have a whole lot of... We can't run the generator, so we can't cook the macaroni and cheese. So they've got hard macaroni and water. That's all we have. So the cops left and went to Whole Foods. And they got us a chicken and all kinds of food. But now there was a big expanse of mud between me and them. I needed to throw them the line.
Right.
And I throw them the line and it's not getting there.
Yeah.
And I pull it back and now I'm covered in mud. I put a pot on the line and I'm swinging it and trying to throw it. And people on the shore are going, you can do it, Louie! All these Hispanic people from Harlem. And then it would go in the mud and they go, oh, you suck, man! They're all boo! And finally the cops see a fisherman, a fishing boat, and they turn on the lights, they pull him over, and they get him on their boat, and he casts me a line with a weight on it. And I tied my rope to his line, and he pulled my line in. And then they tied a big garbage bag with food in it to the line, and I stood on the back of the boat, and I pulled. It was the hardest thing I ever did physically, like in my life. But I wanted to feed my kids. I was so desperate to feed my kids. And I pull this, and people are cheering. It was insane! My oldest daughter, she was like, Daddy, take all your clothes off in the shower of the boat. And she gave me water bottles, and I cleaned off. And then we ate, and we were there till midnight. This started at 1 o'clock. We were there for almost 12 hours. At one point, it started raining when I was just sitting there waiting. It's dead quiet now. And I hear in the park some kid go, Louis C.K., it's raining now. And then this guy who lives on his boat, he came. That's how I met him. I called. I said, do you have anybody that can help me? He was dropped in the water by a motorboat. He's a guy, he's a river fish. So he just jumped in the river and swam to me, crawled on the mud, stood on my swim deck and took off his dirty clothes, got into some clean clothes he had in his bag, and he helped me get out of there.
How did he do it?
He knows everything. He had a sense when the boat was starting to get some movement.
Right.
So we used the bow thrusters to pull it around. And then when we got loose, we just gunned it out of there. The next day, our picture was in the paper, Daily News, like a little picture of me and my kids on the boat stuck in the mud. And I say to my oldest, we have to come out on the boat again soon so that you can have a good experience.
Right.
And she said, we just had a good experience. She was so happy.
That is one of the great stories. Boy, that'll make a man out of you.
Yeah. Well, out of my daughters anyway.
Louis C.K. with Jerry Seinfeld on the new episode of Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. It only streams online. You can't see it on TV. And by the way, it's like 20, 25 minutes long. And Colin Jeffrey just came in and said this is one of the best ones they've ever done. So you might want to check that out. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, we need to check traffic now. Here is Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, I can see they're still working with that stalled vehicle on the Poplar Street Bridge, westbound 5570. It's on the Missouri end, and several IDOT trucks with it. So traffic is backing up now, approaching Tudor. And it looks like they have cleared, or things have thinned out on Highway 170 southbound. Northbound 170, though, is running slow between Scudder and Highway 270. Eastbound 270, a little bit heavy as you approach Lindbergh through New Florissant, and it's still heavy on westbound 40 between Kings Highway and McCausland, and as you approach the Boone Bridge. This traffic report, it's brought to you by Centrum Silver. When it comes to choosing the right multivitamin brand, choose Centrum Silver for the most amazing parts of you. Visit Centrum.com to learn more. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Desk, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
My business was losing money because I was wasting time searching through all my paperwork and computer files.
I had boxes of papers all over my house. I couldn't find anything.
Then I got the Neat digital filing system. Now all my documents are organized in one place.
With the Neat system, the boxes are gone, and I can find anything I want in just seconds.
Now I'm making money instead of wasting time.
My life is totally organized.
The Neat digital filing system organizes all your printed paperwork and computer files in just seconds in one tidy, easy-to-find digital place. You simply have to try Neat to see how simple it can be. And now you can try the Neat system for free just by calling 1-800-951-1230. Not only can you organize all your documents in seconds, you can find anything you want in just seconds, too, just by typing one word. Try the Neat system yourself for free. Just call 1-800-951-1230. 1-800-951-1230. That's 1-800-951-1230.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
This message is brought to you by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Don't let this one get away. The Let's Go Fishing Show is this Friday through Sunday at Gateway Center in Collinsville. Learn from fishing pros Scott Martin and Alton Jones at free seminars. Get deals and discounts from hundreds of vendors on fishing boats and equipment. Visit letsgoshows.com for money-saving coupons.
Stop in at your local Walmart and pick up a 5-quart jug of conventional Quaker State motor oil today for only $14.47. Real, durable oil. See QuakerState.com for details.
Live from downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. 314-652-3456, or you can check them out on your app at STL Taxi. Here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, Bill.
Hi, everybody. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you very much. Well, scientists say that being bored can actually be bad for your health.
over the next 2 minutes, you should probably change the channel.
Oh.
For your health. Well, I hope everybody had a great New Year's. People celebrated, of course, all over the world. Over in Iran, for example, they had fireworks and celebrations to ring in the New Year. Of course, the year is still 1820, but they rang it in anyway. As we get closer, yet another presidential election here. Hillary Clinton, experts say, is the front runner, because you know that worked out so well for her the last time.
Right.
Now, I did not know this until today. One of Hillary Clinton's former interns used to be a porn star. Do you know this?
No.
One of her former interns, I believe at one of her offices in New York, she turned into a porn star. And you can tell that she was influenced by Hillary because all in her adult movies, she wears a see-through pantsuit.
There you go. And we missed one last week, but we started off the year with a pantsuit joke, ladies and gentlemen.
That was for you, Paul.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That is a true story. The girl's name is like Sammy something or other. But
yeah.
Of course, I looked that up. Well, the first meteor shower of 2014 occurred this morning. Unfortunately, the view from Earth was spoiled because of all the marijuana smoke coming from Colorado. And finally, this afternoon, I'd rather be careful this week and huge weather issues all over the country, particularly back east at the moment. In fact, it's so cold and snowy in New York City, people there are actually going to the bathroom inside.
Oh, that's going to ruin the smell of the city.
Yeah, horrible.
By the way, speaking of the bad weather, you're supposed to be on here tomorrow night with your regular...
Oh, I'll be there, buddy. I'm coming in, no matter, like the postal service. I'm there.
You're like me.
Horrible comparison, but...
we have a show to do. We're going to show up, and unlike the postal service, there will be no gunplay.
And you have a lot of reporters. You'll have a lot of reporters out there on the Kelly Overpass and other places?
Yeah, I'll be there. Don't worry about that. Bill Cleveland, second, brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, and I am Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 HR.
All right, thanks, Bill. Have a good weekend, and good luck in the Blizzard Part 2.
Snowmageddon.
Snowmageddon. Here at Blizzard Watch 550. All right, we're off early today because in moments we're going to start our pregame coverage for Mizzou and Oklahoma State in the Cotton Bowl. The game's tonight at 7, but we've got the pregame coming up here at 5. Don't forget, over the weekend, check out my syndicated show. It's called America Weekend. It airs all over the country, and KTRS airs it Saturday and Sunday nights at midnight. I'm Paul Harris. On behalf of Dan and Ian, thanks for listening to the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
On the Tiger Network, now a look back at the 2000s.